Development we had announced that as of April 28, the Parents Movement to Prevent Stunting program had reached 141,382 foster children, supported by 20,396 foster parents. He stated during a working meeting with Commission 9 of the Indonesian House of Representatives on Wednesday that as of April 28, there are 141,382 foster children under the care of 20,396 foster parents. Called for strengthening solidarity and prayed among middle-income countries at a high-level conference of middle-income countries in Manila, the Philippines, more recently. He said at the meeting, according to Stephen Xu on Wednesday, that amid a global situation full of fragmentation, middle-income countries mustn't be adrift and lead to a more just, inclusive, and sustainable world. That's the news. Voice of America from Indonesia to the world. It's there for you all who haven't had your breakfast. Just eat your breakfast, because eating can make your stomach full. So when it is full, that you are able to think clearly. You are able to activate competently. You are able to step by step front of your foot again, yell or you like, easily. Because that is everything. You are able to keep balancing about your body. So please don't be lazy. Try to have breakfast. If you haven't had it, just eat your breakfast. Well, talking about food, talking about, yes, culinary or anything like that, it seems that this also can make me, what, hungry. Well, actually, not only, yes, talking about hungry, when we are hungry and we like to eat, just eat, because this can help you to activate your mind, your money, and your soul. Well, do you know about papeda? Mm-hmm. So what is papeda, Faisal? Yes, papeda. That's why I would like to tell you. Yes, papeda is a traditional dish from Maluku and Papua, made from sago, a staple food in eastern Indonesia. You know that it has a sticky, gelatinous texture, similar to glue, and is typically served with yellow fish soup or tangy fish, broth rich in spices. The taste of papeda has a neutral taste, making it an excellent match for various side dishes, especially flavorful ones like yellow fish. And the spice soup provides savory, spicy, and slightly tangy notes, blending perfectly with the soft texture of papeda. So what about the ingredients? The main ingredient is dry sago, prepared with hot water and stirred until thickened. And common accompaniments include yellow fish soup made from tuna or mackerel, turmeric, lime leaves, lemongrass, shallots, garlic, chili, and other spices. So the philosophy of papeda is to symbolize unity and local wisdom in modern society. And its communal serving process reflects the values of teamwork and togetherness, embodying the harmonious and tradition-rich life of the Maluku people.
Boom, 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 boom
For all human race and not exclusively to VOC as the colonizer. You know that Sultan Saladin has also wise words. He said, it's better to die on a dirt instead of living like a corpse. Sultan Saladin was known for being firm, courageous, and never giving up. And for those qualities, the Dutch dubbed Sultan Saladin as the Hav van Yosen, or the roster of the ears. But Mr. Thank you for listening to Voice of Malaysia through RRE Digital, and you can enjoy Lara Queen, the program of all RRE stations across Malaysia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can also immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. So please download now on Google Play and Application Store. So the next song that we'd like to accompany you is a song from Wally with title Baik Baik Sayang. Enjoy the song. Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Thank you.
There are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Manyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Manyuwangi.